Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
International aid agencies and rescue teams have rapidly mobilised to assist in the critical efforts to save survivors from the rubble in the aftermath of the earthquake in Myanmar. So far, 1,700 people have been confirmed dead. The challenging conditions on the ground are hindering the progress of aid organisations, which are increasingly calling for additional support to address the escalating crisis. Well, joining me now with an update is June Kuungi, who is Regional Director with UNICEF East Asia and Pacific. June, thank you for being with us. Now, the political situation we know makes it difficult to get accurate information from Myanmar. What do you know about what is happening on the ground there now?
Yes, and good morning, and thank you so much for including this item in your program. So yes, my colleagues and I in UNICEF, and we have a whole team on the ground in Myanmar. We've been receiving updates on what the colleagues are doing, and we have staff right in Mandalay, which was very close to the epicenter, and also in Naypyidaw, the capital of the country. And so they have been living through this, and the conditions are very challenging. The colleagues themselves are facing shortages of electricity, even water and shelter. Some colleagues in the UN system have lost their houses. And there are thousands of injured. The reports are over 3,500 injured. And so the reports of the immediate needs include shelter, safe water for drinking and sanitation and hygiene, electricity, communication channels, medical supplies, but even body bags. And it really just shows how tragic the situation is. Hospitals are basically functioning, but they're just completely overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And they're already drawing down on the supplies, which were in short quantity anyways.
And can you get more supplies in, and can you get rescue teams in?
Yes. The good thing is that there has been a request for international assistance. The latest report from this afternoon is that the airports in Mandalay and in Naypyidaw have reopened, but only for small aircraft. And meanwhile, they've also tested the highway between Yangon and Naypyidaw and Mandalay. So even though they have to do some detours and there are major cracks and gaps in the road, they are able to get trucks. And so what UNICEF has already done is we had some pre-positioned supplies in our warehouses in Yangon and also in Mandalay. And so we're sending them, directly to the sites where the affected population are.
We've heard
and
some.
These include. Yes, so, please,
sorry, June,
ahead.
To cut across you. We've heard some awful stories about rescue teams who can hear people calling for help, but they can't access them because the buildings are so unstable that they're having to try and dig people out by hand.
Yeah, it's just tragic, and it's still an ongoing active rescue operation. And so, everyone who is able to, who has some, the equipment and expertise and everyone's been mobilized to try to help and rescue those who remain trapped. And largely now they're trying to support the injured, but also making sure that the affected populations have even access to safe drinking water, because it is the dry season right now. And so, again, water supplies are short. And what we do is also provide things like, water purification tablets and water storage items and so on, just to make sure that basic needs are being met.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have heard as well that this is the first test, really, of this new world order, where we have budgets for emergencies being cut, not only by the United States, which, of course, is always in the headlines at the moment, but also the United Kingdom. Are you feeling the effects of that? And do you think other organizations are too?
Well, we're all being affected by the situation. You're absolutely right. And Myanmar has been one of the hardest hit over years, right? It's been a country that's been through various crises. It's been there's a conflict that's been going on for decades. Maybe if I can just put things in perspective, already, even before this earthquake, there were close to 20 million people in Myanmar in need, and one third of them children. And the numbers are just staggering, like 1 million children who hadn't yet received even the first dose of a regular vaccination program, 4.5 million children out of school, and over half living in poverty. And this is nationwide. And so, you know, we call it a crisis on top of a crisis. The past humanitarian appeals were only about 10% or 20% funded. So again, you know, further pressures on international assistance and ODA are just making the crisis even more severe and acute. And again, it's the most vulnerable who are feeling it the most.
June, thank you very much for joining us to tell us about the aftermath of the earthquake in Myanmar. That's June Kuungis, Regional Director of UNICEF East Asia and Pacific.